The tzadik means the yisr is only if you put the yevur of the male into the female. If you may call the achiza, why do we call it a lashon of achiza, holding on? Lishne malya, it's only saying a nice lashon. But really, by the yisr climb, like we learned before, it's only when you have a min b'shein a minoy and you're taking the yevur of the zocher and putting it in to the nekeva. A klayim, you don't have to hold on to it. As long as you put the two into the same corral, it's also. So Mor says no. The Mor says, Mayachiz achnosa. That by Yisra klayim, it's only if you're machnis, the zocher, the yevur, into the isha, into the female, the hema, that's when you're over the Yisra. So then the Mai Korla, why is it called on Yachiza? Lishnimal, it's called like a nice lushin. But really it means achnosa, you have to put the yevur of the male into the female. Omer Rav Yehuda, min b'minoi muta lahachnis, kimocha b'shoferis. If you have a min b'minoi, you have a cow, and an ox. If you have a min b'minoi, you're allowed to put the aver of the ox into the cow. The afilu mishum pritzut aleka. There's not even an issa mishum pritzut. I give him the rabbanon, there's nothing wrong with this. So Rashi says, mishum d'shem yovel the hearer. Maybe you come to think about znus. So therefore the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, lo yistaka b'chamor b'chamora. You should not look when a chamor and a chamor are living together. Same thing, a chazir and a chazira. But here, when you're doing it for work, the Marsha of Svara, my time of the Avidite Torah. Here it's your own two animals. And you want to make the cow pregnant, push it to have more kids, should have more animals. So since you're doing it for work, for your panosa, like, you're busy working with it, you won't come with a hearer, therefore it's mutter. Most of Ravasa by Barama. Ravasa Barama asked a question like this. Ilu Nehemiah, who would have said, the Hemtacholoi Sarbiya, Hayisiyam, would have said, Lo Yechazodim Esa Behema, you're not allowed to grab onto the Behema. You can't hold the female tight that the zocher should go on top of it. Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, klayim. Klayim u diyosar. Hamin demina shari. That only klayim, two different minim are also to do this, but min demina is smuta. Now, min demina nami achiza in, hachnosa loy, smash mi, min demina, it's only mutter achiza. But achnosa is also. The Mor says, my achiza, what does achiza mean? Achnosa, no. But min beminoi, the two same type of animals, it's mutter even achnosa. You're allowed to hold on to the yevur and put it into the female. Via my korvele achiza, then why is it only called an achiza with the mashmoni to hold on to the animal, but not to put the yevur inside? So Mora says again, lishnamal, you want to say a nice lushin. But really, by a min b'minoi, if it's your own animals and you're doing it to make the female pregnant, you're allowed to take the yevur of the zocher and put it into the female. Omer Rav Ashi, ha-milsa boi minei devei Rav Nechemia, Resh Galusa. They asked the shalom from Rav Nechemia, the Resh Galusa. Mao lahachnis min uminoi ushein minu ladir. What's the locha? Can you put a min uminoi and ushein minu ladir? In the same corral, can you put, let's say, a cow and an ox and a chamor? Is it mutter or not? Kivun dika mino bosu mina gor. Since there's a cow and an ox here at the same min, those two will stay together. That is, if the chamor there, the chamor won't go with the cow. Oi dilma fidu wachiloi. Maybe no, still, since the mice, you have a chamor now and a poro there, which is klayim, you can't now let it put them together.
So that was the shayla. So Mor says what he answered them was, Upashti luhul yisuri, told them that the sasa to do it. But you should know the like yuchasa, not because that's really the halacha that way, but he only said to them, it's sasa mishum frisusa diavdi, because he had avodim there, he had slaves there. So because the avodim should not see the way they put the two together, that's why he said it was sasa, even though mikra didn't really, it's muta.
Clear it's all muta. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'yoyse biyodov avolei biraglev." You have a worker that's working on the fields, and he's working, taking off the grapes. But he's working with his hands and not with his feet. He's standing still, he's just picking off the grapes. Relz biraglev avolei biyodov. He's like threshing. He's stepping on the tfuah. He's working with his feet and not with his hands. Afilu b'ksefei. Even if his job is only to carry the grapes from place to place, harez oichol. It's all called a worker, a pearl that's working with the food, and therefore he's allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudu Aimer, Ashiyase biyodav v'raglav. No, a pearl is not allowed to eat until he works both with his hands and with his feet. Otherwise, it's also for him to eat. The heta ha-terah is only when you're working with your hands and with your feet. My time, what's the reason? The Pasuk says, Ki sovoy bekerim reyecho. Bechol my diyovet. This is comes in the Tanakhama. It says, when you come into kerim reyecho, Masma b'chol ma'adiyavad, whatever you do, that alone is enough to give you a head to teach from the parents. We have Yosef Yehudu Aimer, Achiyase b'yodav v'raglav. My time to Rabbi Yosef Yehudu, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Yehudu? Kishor, Marshor Achiyatsa Vyodav of Raglov. The poil worker has to be just like a shore. Just like a shore. When he works with all his hands and with his feet. A poil, the fencing a worker, Achiyatsa Vyodav of Raglov. He has to be moving around and using his hands. He has to be doing both. Rashi says, Kishor, to Akshis Chaysam Lenechsam. We have to make the tekish of the shore to the Yodav. Boyi Rabba Bar Rafuna. Dash v'yavozim v'tanagelim. If you make disha, you let your chickens or your geese trample. Rashi says, "Dein lehem yadayim." They don't have any hands. They only have feet. Has Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Mahu? Are they allowed to eat or not? Are you allowed to muzzle up your avos and tanagelim? They only have 2 feet. They don't have 2 hands. V'chol koicha binavrika. Here's a pshat. You have to have all your koichai. And by a bird, that's called all the koichai. The 2 feet. Or Dilma maybe be Yodav of Raglav in Yitzhak after both, Yodav and Raglav. Volek, here you don't have it. Tomorrow says Teiko, this Taka Shaila. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the limit is from shore. Vidishai is only allowed like Sachsam on a shore that has 2 feet and 2 hands. But maybe a bird that doesn't have 2 hands, maybe there you're allowed to muzzle your birds when it's working for you. Yagatanagul or Yavozim, your geese, working for you, maybe you're allowed to muzzle it. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuah. Poyalim, Achlo Hilchu, Shasi there of the gods, Oichlan Anovim, Vientresim Yayim. If you have workers, before they went, Shasi there means the cross and crisscross, before they went like crisscross, the gods, in the place where they're making the grapes, Rashi says, Achlo Hilchu, Darkim Lahatil Anovim Alagat. They used to put grapes in front of the big vats, Vadorchim Raglim, they would trample them with their feet. Alagat, Viachlo Hilchu, Boshasi there of, Hey Malachim Nikeris Biyayim, Elab Anovim. If they didn't go crisscross yet, then there's not enough juice, wine, coming out yet. So it does not look like you're working with wine, it looks like you're only working with grapes. Therefore, the prelim are only allowed to eat from the grapes, and they're not allowed to drink from the wine yet. But Mishehil Choshesi Verif, once the workers walked crisscross, they went up and down already, so now there's like a lot of wine coming out, then Oichlem Anovim V'Shoysem Yayin. Then it's called, it's Nikkel, like they're working on two things. They're working both in the wine and they're working in the grapes, so therefore they're allowed to eat from both. Now the Mishnah says, if we was working by tainim, the poyer was working with the figs. He's not allowed to eat from the grapes. Because only what you're working in are you allowed to eat from, not from a different min. The anovim, your job was to pick off the grapes, you're not allowed to eat from the figs. But if you're a smart poyol, you're allowed to wait. Like you know, now you work, let's say, in figs. And you don't enjoy figs. You'd rather eat grapes. And you know the next hour you're going to be working by the grapes. So you're allowed to hold yourself back now and don't eat anything now. And later when you get to what you do like, you'll eat then. That you're allowed to. The kulam lo yomuela b'shas malacha. All the heta a poyol has is only when he's doing the malacha. B'shas malacha. But after he finished working, or while he's coming to work, or when he's traveling, when he's moving from one row to another row, then mikra, then he's not allowed to eat. Avu mishum heishev aved l'baylim. But because you be meishev aved l'baylim, amru midrabbanan, it was said that poyelim oichalim b'halichoson me'uman l'yuman. A poyel is allowed to eat when it's walking from row to row. Because it's a heishev aved for the owner. Like now he's not working anyway, he's only walking. So it's kedai for the owner that he should eat now when he's walking, in order that when he gets to the next row to do the work, he'll be able to do the work. Like Midrabbanan, he has that to eat even when he's walking. The same thing is not eat when it's walking back from the gas. The same thing, you have the chamor when they're unloading the chamor, let the chamor eat then. It's also a svara taheshev aveda. Like if the chamor is eating when they're taking off the load, so then when they finish, he'll be able to do work and he won't be busy eating while he's working. So it's better for the poilum teeth when they're walking, when they come back, rather than when they do the malacha itself. Now, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Oysa begefen zeh mao shiyoicha begefen acher. He's working in grapes. So Rashi says, Sheyikat eshkol gefen yofa, v'yelech l'mokim shuayseh, shon v'yeichel. Like he's working in the grapes now. But could he go down the road and pick off a good grape and bring it back to the first tree where it's working. Is that mutter also? Heismal sheyoicho begefen achar mimin shatan. Nois to begefen zeh, mash yoicho begefen achar. That's one shayla. Mimin shatan nois to lekele shabalabayis binon, weika, one svar is mutter. Because you're only allowed to eat the same min that you're giving to the owner. Since you're collecting the grapes, and you're eating from the grapes also, it's mutter. Or Dilma maybe, mimah shata noisan lekele shabalabayis binon. You're only allowed to eat from what you're ticking off right now to bring it home for the balabas. The whole lekka, here you don't have that. If you want to run down to the other vine to take off a good grape, right now you're not collecting that vine. So that vine, you're not bringing home to the balabas. Maybe it's also. That's the shayla. Is it enough to say min, or it has to be mamish from the same fruits that you're taking home for the balabas? V'im tim tzlein, if you want to tell me, oysa v'gefen zeh, lo yoicha v'gefen achar, no, you're not allowed to, since right now you're not picking off those grapes. You can't take those grapes home, you can't eat those grapes. If so, shor v'mechubar, hechi yochol, how could a shor eat when it's working? V'mechubar. The chura, while it's working, the mechubar, so it eats the food, it's not like collecting that food. So how could the animal eat from the food then? It's a kash in every animal. How could it eat from the mechubar? Rashi says, Yedi en yoichol, shor be mechubar, rabin liyel di yochol, hechi yochol, hare melecha shor be mechubar. The yef shal elecho, mi gefen shuwaisabo, shere korsha litzemed, lefnei ha'golo. Like Monashuk, when you have an animal pulling the wagon, so the people are on top of the wagon picking off the grapes. So the animal is in front of it. So how could the animal eat from the same grapes that they're picking off? If you tell me you can't eat from different grapes, you could only eat from the same grapes you're working on, so how could an animal ever eat? So my answer is, when it has a nice long branch, that the branch is very long, and therefore it could stick in front of the animal also. Like from the same branch they're picking off the grapes, there's also grapes in front. So the animal can eat from that branch. That's maybe what we're talking about. It has to be that the animal also maybe could only eat from the same grapes that you're picking off to bring home. Toshima, bring your proof. It says if you're working with the figs, but mashma, if you're working with figs and you want to eat another type of figs down the road, it's mutter. Even though it's like anovim, but since it's the same type of a fig, it's mutter. Now, v'yamrit oisa begefen ze ein oicha begefen achar, hechem ish kachaslo. But this is going to tell me the loch origin not allowed to eat from the same min, from a different tree you can't eat. So how do you have this case of tainim dumi di anovim? We're talking about now where you have the grapes or the figs are dripping down. They're very low down. See if it happens in this case also. If you have a teina that's hanging over a grapevine, that's the chiddush. We're talking about now where you have the grapes that the grapevine itself is hanging over a fig tree. Or the opposite way, the fig tree is hanging over the grapes. So I need a chiddush to teach me that when you're working with the figs, you have no right to eat the grapes. Even though the grapes are mamish like the figs, it's right next to it, hanging over them. But since it's a different min, here it's also. Benachnam, if it would have been the same min, then it would be mutter. But two different minim, takra it's also. And even the same min, it could be as far down the road, it would also be also. It's only mutter, mamish, the same min, and from what you're taking home for the balabas. Torah Shemach will bring your proof. Avo meneya satsmoi, you're allowed to hold yourself back, don't eat. Ache megiel amokam hayofis, until you come to the good food that you're working on. V'yoicho, then you could eat. There, it's a good proof. V'yamrit oicho begefen zeh. Oicho begefen ach, if you tell me when you're working with one vine, you're allowed to walk down the road, take from a different vine. If so, what does it say not to eat now? And wait until you get there. Nezo v'nezo v'negel osam. Let him walk down there right now and take from that good grape and come back and work here. Smash from a just that he's not allowed to eat now and nor to eat then. But he's not allowed to bring it now. So where it says maybe really Mikra Din he's allowed to. He will have his wife there or his kids there. He could ask them to go down the road to bring him from those good grapes. But Hossa Mishum Vitum Alachaloi. that here the question is, maybe it's Mishum Bitum Lacha. Like for you to stop work, to walk down there, that you have no right. You have no right to be Mavata from Lacha. And Kikam Ibolim, when do I have my Shiloh? So, Mishum Bitum Lacha, Lokam Iboilon. Kikam Iboilon, Hekadika Ishtay Bonas, now, my. How his Shalom is when he has his wife and his kids there. So they could go down the road to pick off grapes, the better grapes, and give it to him. So that's a shali. Is that mutter? Or no, since he's not working with it yet, he has to wait until he gets here. So kids are still a shali. All right, then, over. The Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Over Kulam, says the Mishnah, Lo Yomu Ela Bishas Malocho. It really means Midiraisa, a poil of work could only eat when he's working with the grapes itself. But after mitzvah to return it to the owner, to let the owner gain on the deal, Omru was said, a poil is allowed to work when it goes from one row to row to another row. And when it's coming back from the gas from trampling, making the wine also with muta. Now, Savru, we thought to say, Mahalach, ki oise maitse dami, when he's walking, it's like he's doing something else. But midiraisa la yachol, he could only eat because the rabbanon said it's muta. But midiraisa is not allowed to eat. What do we see? Oisa begefen ze, einu oicha begefen achar. That if you're working with one gefen, you're not allowed to eat from someplace else. Here also, that really you're not allowed to eat when you're walking, because when you're walking it's like doing a different mitzvah, and you're not taking off grapes then. So that daima from one grape to another grape. So here you see it's also. Tomorrow says, Loi, maybe there's no proof. Liyela name, look, really, I'll tell you, Oysa begefen ze, Oysa begefen acher. If you're working on the vine, you're allowed to eat from another vine down the road, even though you didn't get there yet. But Omahalech, Lav Koysa Maisa Dami. But yet the pshat is, when you're just walking from one road to another road, it's like you're doing nothing. It's like you're not doing any work. So therefore, midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat at all. Because right now, you're not doing any work. Therefore, it's only midirabonim, Mishum Hoshav Aveda, that you're allowed to eat. But there's no proof to our Shiloh. Our Shiloh is when you're working with one grape, maybe you are allowed to eat other grapes, because the mice you're working with the grapes. So since it's the same min, maybe it's mutter. And Nika the Yami Sam say Saru, we thought, Mahalach, Lav Kreis the Mice Adomi, when a person is walking, it's not like he's doing an action. It's so behind the time, Midi Rice Loyoko, you know why Midi Rice he can't eat? Mishum the Lav Kreis the Mice Adomi, because you're not working at all. So now, when the poil is walking from row to row, he's not working, that's why he can't eat from the grape. But it's mash from ho'oysa ma'isa, but if he would be doing an action, he would be putting off the grape, ocha midiraisa, then he's not eating from another grape, even though he's not working over there. So our shalos mashma should be muta. Alma, what do you see?